After years of planning, fundraising, and work by craftspeople, a permanent memorial to September 11th is being publicly unveiled this evening in Springfield, Massachusetts. Described as unique among the nation's many 9/11 tributes, the monument in Springfield features a steel beam from the World Trade Center that is set vertically in front of a curved bronze wall. At night, spotlights on the 9.5-foot beam cast shadows on the wall, evoking the Twin Towers. The names of 498 first responders who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, are engraved on the wall. The monument is located in Riverfront Park. It was installed there as part of a $3 million renovation of the park.
We wanted to pay equal respect to these first responders, and that was the best way that we could contribute.
Parks Director Pat Sullivan said the monument is visible to people driving across the Memorial Avenue Bridge and from the bike path that runs through the park on the banks of the Connecticut River. It is not fenced off. People are invited to walk right up, touch the beam, and scan through the names.
It's a very peaceful, tranquil location for this memorial.
The effort to erect a 9/11 monument in Springfield began almost a decade ago when Spirit of Springfield petitioned the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for an artifact from the World Trade Center. The beam was first displayed at the city's remembrance ceremony marking the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. It remained in storage, out of public view for the most part, as dozens of locations for the monument were considered and a design was chosen. In 2016, the design by Modvic was revealed. The monument was fabricated at Salmon Studios in Northampton, where during a preview last summer, Sam Ostroff said it was an honor to work on it.
This is not a piece about us or our artistic ideas. It's really about that beam and using it in a respectful way.
It took less than a year for a fundraising committee chaired by real estate developer Frank Colacino to raise $300,000 from the business community and the public to pay for the cost of finishing the monument and to set some money aside for future upkeep.
I'm highly confident that we're going to raise the money. We're so confident that we've actually signed the contract to get this thing done.
Speaking at a groundbreaking for the installation of the monument last September, Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt said the city's permanent tribute to 9/11 heroes was worth the wait.
We're very pleased it's going to have a final resting place, which is what it deserves. And, you know, along the way, people were being critical. How come you haven't put it somewhere? We wanted the right design. We got the right design. We wanted the right place. We have it.
The names on Springfield's monument mirror those from the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City. The list includes firefighters, police officers, emergency medical technicians, and personnel from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.